BBC News with Rosemary Crick. President Trump says he is 100% willing to testify under oath to give his side of his leaked conversations with the former FBI director James Comey. Mr. Trump said he rejected Mr. Comey's assertion that he had urged him to drop an investigation into his presidential campaign's links with Russia. President Trump has given his first specific commitment to the part of NATO's charter under which all member states agree to defend each other. There had been worries among Washington's European partners that he had not fully bought into Article 5 when he failed to publicly back it during a visit to Brussels in May. The British Prime Minister Theresa May is keeping her most senior ministers as she forms a new government after losing her parliamentary majority. The politicians who she will have to rely on to run her new minority government have begun making clear what they expect in return. Brazil's top electoral court has thrown out a case which would have stripped Michel Temer of the presidency over alleged corruption during the 2014 election. The seven judges voted 4-3 to acquit President Temer, who ran as a running mate. A judge in Mexico has upheld jail sentences for 19 people convicted in connection with the worst fire in the country's recent history at a nursery 8 years ago. 49 children were killed while they slept at the ABC nursery. The number of reported hate crimes in Britain has risen sharply since the recent terror attacks in Manchester and London. Manchester police said they had doubled. The London Mayor's office said 25 people have been arrested since last weekend's killings at London Bridge. An American woman who was raped as a teenager by the film director Roman Polanski has urged a judge in California to close the long-running case. Samantha Gamer, who was 13 at the time of the assault, said a cloud had hung over her family. BBC News.